Winchester Town Board is now in session. Kenneth, would you like to say the Pledge of Allegiance? Thank you, sir.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you.
Okay. So, let's go to the first portion of the meeting. Now that we have been called to order, we will announce each other. First, to my right.
I'm Ken Dayton. Hello.
Hi, I'm Bob Mikes.
John Delabose, and on the phone. And
Judy
on the
Siegel.
Phone. Thank you, Judy.
Judy Siegel.
Judy Siegel. Thank you, Judy. So this first portion will be devoted to comments by the general public about items on the agenda. So if there's any...
John, staff
yes.
Introductions?
I'm sorry?
Staff introduction.
Oh, I'm sorry. I apologize. I didn't mean to slight you. Beatrice Martinez, representing Commissioner Tick Sagerblum's office, and our secretary, Victoria Bonner. And from the county...
Bill Blunt, I'm with the Comprehensive Planning Department.
Thank you, Bill. Sorry about that. She keeps me honest. So now we have comments by the general public about items on the agenda. You're afforded the opportunity to speak later if you wish to speak about items within the jurisdiction, but that do not appear. You must wait until comments at the end by the general public. When you do speak, please come forward, spell your last name, and so we have it for the record, and let us know what item you're representing. Do we have any comments from the audience? Okay, seeing none, I'll move for the approval of the minutes of February 11th. Do I have a second?
John, there yes. was an edit that you mentioned?
Yeah, before I approve the minutes, probably, yeah. Mm-hmm. There is an edit on number 4 in the minutes. That was an item from the Somerset property. Judith Siegel recused herself on that item, but it shows that she voted for it, and we don't want that because that doesn't look good. So we need to correct that from a vote of 4 unanimous to a vote of 3 and a 1 abstain. Okay. So thank you for reminding me. I mean, I didn't know where it went, so thanks. So now I would like to request approval for the minutes for February 11th. I have a motion. Do I have a second?
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Good. We'll move right along. And now to approve the agenda for this evening. Do I have a motion to do so?
There's a change.
Well, there is a change. Oh, yes, we do have a change. We have a request to move item number 2. Greg, losing my mind here.
It's Greg. Just Greg is fine.
Just Greg is fine. Just Greg is fine. Just Greg is fine. Has requested to go first instead of between items 1 and 3. And the lovely lady who's representing items 1 and 3 has said that's okay. So hearing no objections, we will switch things around. Okay, good. Second on that?
Second.
Okay, all those in favor?
Aye.
Thank you, sir.
Aye.
Aye, motion carries. And now we will have any informational items.
Commissioner Sagerblum will be hosting a meet and greet March 12th on Thursday at Hollywood Recreation Center at Sunrise Manor from 5:30 to 6:30. That's March 12th, a Thursday.
Oh, very good. Okay. Anything else? And that includes our upcoming, that's an upcoming neighborhood meeting or community meeting, so I guess we've covered that one. Now we can move to the items on the agenda. Our first item, which was our second item, is the Somerset Property LLC. It's a use permit. It's a first application for review for the following: a restaurant, office as a principal use, and reduced width of pedestrian access around the perimeter of an outside dining area, a waiver of development standards for the following: reduction of parking, pedestrian walkways within parking lots, landscaping, and allowing existing pan driveways to remain, and a design review for the following: modifications to the exterior of the existing commercial building and modifications and expansion of an existing parking lot on 8/10 of an acre in an H1 limited resort and apartment zone, generally located on the north side of Convention Center Drive, 160 feet east of Channel 8 Drive within Winchester, for possible action. Is the applicant here?
Hi, Greg Borgel, 300 South 4th Street, here representing the developer and owner, and this is Bagelmania again.
Yes.
It should look fairly familiar. And this is a required review. In other words, the item has been approved. It was a required review a year ago. It was approved by you and the county commission. And at that time, the recommendation of the public works staff was that we needed to get redesigned on the two driveways on the property. And at the same time, we were working with the fire department about that driveway as well. Mm-hmm. So the item was approved. So everything you read was approved. But it was subject to a one-year review to see what we could do to resolve questions about the driveways. And as you can see from the staff report, the issues on the west driveway have been resolved. Mm-hmm. And so the staff is fine with recommending approval there. At the time the staff report was written, and at the time we applied for the one-year review, this was still in some doubt. Well, the good news here is it really isn't in any doubt now. We accept the if-approved conditions of staff, which gives us 1 year to finalize this. However, we have filed this report that they needed, and it's a highly technical business of these radii here, where the driveway comes in and still permits fire trucks to go through. And we visited with Public Works today, their representative, and he said it's fine, but it still needed to have a review. So here we are, and we would ask that you approve it with the if-approved conditions of staff, which basically would give us another year to finalize this, except we're going to move a lot quicker because they're planning on opening next month.
I know, so, that's what I was thinking.
So we're moving right along, and they are satisfied, and they're processing the paperwork we turned in. We'd ask that you approve the if-approved conditions of staff.
Okay. Do we have any comments from the general public on this? Any comments from the board at all?
No questions here.
Or questions? Basically, you're going to be coming... You're going to be coming before us one more time?
I very likely will, because we still have hanging out there what this relatively minor change mm-hmm. does. We may have to adjust the parking count by one. Mm-hmm. So that could bring us back one more time. Could.
Okay.
And it would still be reviewed in a year unless Public Works says it doesn't need to be reviewed.
Okay, then we'll have to depend on them then.
Yeah.
So I move that we approve with staff conditions on this item, and subject to a future review if so required, in which case we might see you again.
I second the motion.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you very much.
And I think you probably have an abstention to report.
Yes, we do have an abstention to report. Judith Siegel will be abstaining.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you for reminding us. Okay. Moving right along to item one, which was, it says now two. We have WS-19-0901-ALDABBAGH, Omar, a waiver of development standards for the following: an increased area for an animated sign and an increased area for a freestanding sign. A design review for an animated freestanding sign at junction with an existing adult cabaret on 9/10 of an acre in an M1 light manufacturing zone in the adult use overlay district, generally located on the west side of Highland Drive, 550 feet south of Edna Avenue within Winchester, for possible action. The applicant is here.
Hello, Laura Drea, 520 South 4th Street. I'm here on behalf of Scores.
Okay.
I was before you a little more than a year ago, asking for the sign in the black and white photo that you see in front of you. That sign received approval, which included the large animated screen with video messaging. A year after the operation, or putting the sign in operation, the applicant is wishing to the design were a little better. This request repurposes the screen you see in the photo, as well as the channel letters that spell SCORE. So it's the exact same equipment, but it's just mounted on a new a new foundation.
Mm-hmm.
And for full disclosure, I'm not going to lie, it goes from 27 feet to 40 feet. At the time of the last approval, this board discussed the character of Highland Street, which is not easy to access. It's largely inactive after sundown because most businesses are warehousing and light manufacturing. During the day, motorists know their destination, and during the nighttime, the additional illumination is welcome because the area is so dormant that the motion and brightness is not a bad thing.
Mm-hmm.
So I'd like to know your thoughts.
Do we have any comments from the audience on this item? Any input? Okay.
I have a question.
Board members?
Did we go through the sign business with you before on this same facility?
Yes, mm-hmm. That was me.
That was the 27-foot one that you see there.
That didn't refer to this big one, though.
No, that is an off-premise sign. It's a billboard that the operator happens to lease at this time. And then this colored rendering is what we're proposing right now. Just basically change from that, use the same components in terms of these channel letters, the exact same piece of equipment here, and stick it on a different foundation.
Okay.
I have a question about the size of the sign. Are these numbers, probably for you, the entire pylon, the base and the framework around it, or is the digital image, the LED screen also, is I guess, long question short, is the 100%, 110% increase just the screen, or is that the whole thing?
It's probably from here up.
Okay.
What it should be.
So it's the same equipment you said, right?
In terms of the LED screen.
Yeah, the LED screen.
So you're just transferring that to a different mounting.
Yeah.
Basically.
Not mm-hmm. going to throw that away.
Well, no, they're expensive. Yeah.
I don't have any other questions.
Neither do I. Well, I have a comment. I noticed staff recommended denial on this. And I'm not exactly sure how to take that because, I mean, this area is not... I've driven down here a lot. This area is not an area that you would normally have issues with. I mean, unless something's really out of the box.
Well, they just said it was not compatible with surrounding development.
Well, then what do you think of this billboard right there? Mm-hmm. I mean, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I mean, come on. That's sort of like...
And one of the multipliers that this is based on is mm-hmm. the area of frontage of this business. I think the rationale behind that is if you're on a big arterial where there's dozens and dozens and dozens of businesses that each have their own sign.
Like Maryland Parkway or...
Yeah, one mm-hmm. sign blocks the next, so the size of your sign is a factor of the frontage of...
Is that somewhat true? Is there a relationship or a coefficient between the front of the building and the size of the sign that the building is permitted to apply for
the width of the lot.
Width of the lot, maybe?
Lot. Yeah.
So it's a lot issue, it's not the building issue.
Correct.
Okay, got it. Well, I'm inclined to approve this simply because I think it's not really an issue. I don't know what anybody else thinks.
Yeah, I agree. It's a better looking sign. It was already approved, just a little bigger. No.
And it might actually encourage them to remove the billboard because they're not going to be able to see their nice new sign with that in the way.
I wouldn't hold my breath on that, but...
I know, but I'm hoping.
Two signs are better than one, right?
Yeah. Well, how are you going to see it?
We don't own the billboard. We just leased the space on
yeah.
it. Maybe we can stop doing that.
Yeah, do you think? Okay, you agree? How do you
yeah,
feel about it?
I'll make a motion. I move to approve with staff conditions.
I'm agreeing with staff. I'm voting for denial.
Okay, Ms. Siegel? Judith?
I'm good. I have no questions.
Okay, that's good. Do you, Robert's going with staff denial, and Ken and I are moving to approve. How do you feel?
Judy, the motion is made by me, and it's an approval with staff conditions.
Is that accepted?
Yes, I move to approve.
Okay. Hearing no further comments, we have 3-1. So, thank you, Judith. Okay, I'd like to keep that if you don't mind. I keep all the paperwork. Thank you. All right, now we'll move to number 3. We have WS20-0076, Al-Dabah, is that correct?
Yep.
Wow, I was afraid. Omar, waiver of development standards to establish an alternative parking requirement. Design reviews for the following. 1, expand the existing use of an existing adult cabaret. And 2, for a building addition, an accessory building on 0.9 acres in an M1 light manufacturing zone in the adult use overlay district, generally located on the west side of Highland Drive, and 636 feet south of Edna Avenue alignment within Winchester for possible action. Okay.
Okay, again, Laura Drea, 520 South 4th Street. I'm here on behalf of Scores. Our client first bought and renovated this establishment in 2015. He's pleased with his business and his results so far, and he decided to attempt something more creative with the floor plan. We're hoping to add a partially open-aired second story and expand the footprint towards the interior of the parking lot. So I've shown you a picture of the building as it stands, mm-hmm. and this whole two-story portion will be locked onto the back of it. Typically, more floor area equates to more parking. In this case, the site could have used single vehicle lifts as an option. However, as I understand it, this board previously identified that leaking fluids in some cars could pose a problem. I discussed that with the client, and we're now requesting an alternative parking requirement. Note that adult use cabarets are parked at the same ratio of 10 spaces per 1,000 square feet. This is the same as religious establishments, restaurants, and taverns. And after operating these cabarets for 18 years, the applicant has observed and is absolutely sure that he doesn't need the same on-site parking as a church or a restaurant. This is mostly because most of his patrons arrive via limos and shuttles that he provides himself to tourists on the Strip. More and more people are arriving via Lyft. And just simply in the past, not many people are navigating their own car over to Highland Drive, where they know that they'll be drinking. So thankfully, staff is in support of this, and mm-hmm. I'd like to know your thoughts as well.
Do we have any comments from our general public on this item? Okay. Folks?
No comment. The dripping fluids, John, you swayed them.
I know.
To build a huge addition instead of...
Well, you know, when you have a nice vehicle, you don't want to come out and find that something has leaked on it and changed the character of your paint. So...
That scared the operator as well.
Well, you think about it, there's liability there. I mean, you know, and...
Is he sure this is what he wants to do with that space now?
Yes.
Okay.
That's funny. I like that. That was a good catch. Well, hearing no, do you have anything on this, Robert?
I have no questions.
No questions. No comments. Okay, well, I recommend approval with staff conditions. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Judith?
Aye.
Okay, that's
Aye.
Unanimous. Thank you, dear. Thank you very much.
Thanks.
I'm sure it was. But at least somebody paid attention to something I said. Once in a while, that's refreshing.
It got relayed to me. That's for sure.
Okay. We'll move on.
Motion to
Now we have item number four. WS-20-0082-SAIA, is that Saya Gabrielle? Mm-hmm. Saya Gabrielle. Gomes Jr., REV, LIV, Living Trust, and Saya Gabrielle Gomes Jr., TRS, et al. Waiver of development standards for the following. One, eliminate parking lot landscaping. Two, alternative parking design standards. And three, reduce throat depth. Design review for a parking lot expansion in conjunction with an existing retail office and warehouse complex on 14 acres in an M1 light manufacturing zone, generally located on the north side of Desert Inn Road and the east side of Highland Drive within Winchester for possible action. Good evening.
Good evening. Lucy Stewart, 1930 Village Center Circle, representing the applicant. And this is actually Planet 13.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
So it's just, it's Gabe.
After I read through
it. It's the landlord, so that's how they list it. And as you know, this is the complex for Planet 13, which has become, it's, you know, the portion over here is the dispensary. And then on this side is, we have a retail store, we have like a meeting space, we also have a restaurant in there, and there's additional space. So when the dispensary first came in, like 2 years ago, we actually asked for a reduction in parking for the same reason that Mr. Aya talked about. The property over on Highland, it's because when we're so close to the strip, there actually are a lot of people that do walk there, and in fact, we work with Public Works to make sure that we had safe crossings across both Desert Inn and across Dean Martin. Mm-hmm. So, you know, because there are a lot of people that walk across there. Mm-hmm. And then there's a lot of Uber and Lyft and rideshare, limos, taxis, and in fact, so much so that, which I think is pretty brilliant, because they want to sort of watch their carbon footprint. They have a room back here that people can park, the drivers can park their cars and then go in there in the air conditioning or in the heat in the winter and check their email, get a cup of coffee or get some water and just rest and not have their car running outside. So that's, I think, a very nice impact. So they had the opportunity to work with NDOT, and the right-of-way under the overpass is it's just sitting there. It's vacant dirt. So they were like, they've got a lease with them, and they're just providing overflow parking. When we were approved for the reduction in parking, it was just based on the uses that we have. So we're required to have 284, we have 225, and it's been working, I think, because the majority of customers do come by rideshare or taxi or whatever. But because we do have this space back here, and it hasn't been completed yet, having the opportunity to have a parking lot under the overpass that's not really being used, they took the advantage of it. So they've got a lease with NDOT, and that's what this request is. It's an excess parking lot. They've talked about it. You know, it is up here, so it really wouldn't be customers, but employees parking there. And if there's a use up here and an entrance in the back area, then it would be easily accessible. But they're kind of limited on what they can do with it because they don't own the property. It's mm-hmm. NDOT, right away. Mm-hmm. And I don't think NDOT's going to sell it because they have an overpass going over it. So we're really just looking to do an extra parking. It's, I think, a benefit. It's a benefit to NDOT, to the state. They get some income from. One of the other benefits, too, though, is, you know, as you know, there's a lot of traffic on here because you've got Reef across the street and us over here. Well, this gives us another entrance over on Highland. So it makes it so the circulation goes either in DI and out on Highland, or in that way. Also, it helps if there's a train, because those trains stop on the tracks and they don't move. I sat there for like almost an hour one time. Mm-hmm. So it gives an alternative way to come back into it also. We do have a lot of waivers for a variety of reasons. One is we can't really do plants back there because, one, there's no water, but there's no sunshine. Mm-hmm. We're under the underpass. We also have a power line that runs along the north side of the overpass. So we can't put water back there because nothing would grow back there. Mm-hmm. And again, we can't really extend utilities because we only have a lease. We don't own the property. So we're asking just to be approved as we've submitted. I've got Sam Dunham here, who is our civil engineer. And I don't know if you want to address any of the other waivers.
I've come here for technical support.
Any
if
questions?
You need me.
And moral support.
Nope. Any questions from the audience? When you say extend utilities, what exactly are you referring to? Are you extending?
We're not.
No. Is what you're not doing is extending
water.
Well, then, are you planning on having electricity back there, lighting?
No. But staff is, and I'm not sure how we're going to do the lighting, because staff has asked us what, if approved conditions. But kind of one of the issues they ask is to do solar lighting. And there's it's under an overpass, so there's no sun that gets to the solar panels.
No, I understand.
So we're kind of, I think we're still in flux with that. I don't know, you know what we're doing on lighting?
Well, the reason that I'm asking you is because if you're going to have parking in underneath an overpass like that,
right.
In my mind, that's kind of a dark, foreboding area for most people.
Right.
And to have no light, I don't envision anybody choosing to park there unless they absolutely have no other choice. So then it would seem to me like you're spending a lot of money to create an area for parking, which you probably feel you could either can use right away or can use soon in the future, and then not making it usable by not having it lit so that people are encouraged to use it.
One of the things they talked about, too, though, is also, we'll have security. I know that we have security on site, and we would have security back there. One of the things they talked about is having, golf carts give people rides, if they park back there. But it'd probably more like be for an event back there. And
The reason I'm saying this is because you've done such creative attraction on your roof.
Right.
Okay, so knowing how economical LED is now, wasn't originally, but it is now, at least more economical, and the staff suggested metal plants, which I thought was kind of interesting, but it wasn't like something I could envision.
I think it's like what the city of Las Vegas has.
Oh, yeah, they run the freeway areas, yeah. No, yeah. I understand why, because of no water, would you not be able to kill two birds with one stone by doing that with LED lighting?
That is possible, so that in could other be a words, condition if you wanted to impose that.
In other words, create plant-like features under there using the LED lighting, which would not only get you around the solar panels, but it would also light the area. It would also cover the no man's land look back there.
I think that's a great idea. I'll take that back to the client and see what they say, but I think that's a great suggestion, and if you wanted to put that as a condition.
I would certainly be willing to do that, because I think that's it to do it like it is, it's going to look like a mistake that we're letting happen.
Hi, Sam Dunham, 4050 South Dean Martin Drive, at the meeting last Friday.
Yes, sir.
They talked about they're going to install this week, end of this week, first part of next week, some temporary lighting under there because they have a temporary parking in a portion of that.
Mm-hmm.
The infrastructure is a little difficult to deal with because we don't, and the attorney's behind me for this, we don't have the signed lease from NDOT, which our lease piggybacks on. So infrastructure is a difficult issue to deal with at this time. I think once we get some of the technical issues worked out, parking lot lighting is on the radar for this to happen.
We just don't know the solution. But I agree, we don't want to, why not? It sounds like a great place to go get mugged.
Exactly.
And as a female, I would never park back there, unless it's well lit. So it's sort of in flux. So if you wanted to, if that condition...
I was looking at combining the county suggestion with also a lighting source that would ultimately end up being a creative addition to this property rather than having it be the stepchild that nobody wants to be involved with.
I don't know if those exist. I honestly don't know if...
I can chime in for the client real quick.
Chime in.
Yeah, I'm Leighton Kohler, General Counsel for Planet 13. I'm pretty sure Bob and Larry are going to like that idea. Just, they're the owners and the operators of the facility.
And I've met them a couple times.
I think this is an idea that we could, especially if it's in one of your notes, we could take it.
Well, I definitely want to put it in the notes because I think it would solve several problems, and I think it would make the area appealing to people.
And if it doesn't exist, they probably make it up.
I love it.
If it doesn't exist, they'll probably make it exist. There's so many now technical...
No, I know you're in flux yet. I understand that. I'm looking for an ultimate solution that gets around some of these objections you to make it work.
I agree.
So we're not trying to... We don't hate you, honestly.
No, I know.
just sharing that with you. Do we have any other comments? We have a whole host of denials on everything here. That's why I'm kind of trying to see if there isn't something we can do to be proactive and helpful, at least a little bit?
I mean, you said it in the beginning of your presentation, there are a lot of waivers on this, and to me they look like simple fixes. Lighting, landscaping, etc. You know, you could do metal or weather resistant.
Well, mine covers that one. It covers the lighting because I'm intimating that the plants are LED created just like what's on the roof that we approved, the lotus blossoms.
Right.
So that cuts all that stuff out, and plus it lights the area.
Yeah, but they're not there now.
No, I know that. But that could be a step. That could be a condition.
But it's still a parking lot.
Oh, I know.
Throat depth.
People want to park there. If you don't want to park there, don't park there. Why do you have to put in lights and plants and?
Well, I don't know. Check with staff on that one.
The throat depth is just here, and that's because the county, Dad and I, somebody read some part of the code, and now they make it because if you turn in here and turn into that space, your depth, throat depth, needs to be longer. I don't know that you'll get many cars coming in. This is a lot of parking. It's like 661 spaces. So there's a lot of parking in there now. So I don't know. I mean, I don't know that probably part of this would never be used.
Have you guys discussed people consuming in the dark parking lot under the bridge?
Let me address that one.
Yeah.
That seems like a natural problem.
We have a very strict policy. I mean, we keep on staff at any given time 8 security guards that do roving walkthroughs. Actually, 86 people off our property if they're caught smoking.
Which is another reason that I had thought about that. Thank you. That's very smart of you to voice it. But I carried it in the back of my mind that that's going to promote that if you don't have it lit and it doesn't look appealing.
You have to ask here. But a dispensary license is a privileged license, so they protect it pretty carefully.
Yeah, that's the point I'm getting at, is we're not allowed to have people on premises, and the parking lot is considered on mm-hmm. premises. So we do police that because that puts our license at risk.
Yeah, we went through initially with some of the newer dispensaries way back when with Blum. That was a real issue on Desert Inn Road. People, we had objections.
So I think if approved conditions of staff, I think if those were imposed, and that sort of addresses all the concerns.
The decoration, the pedestrian walkways, and the throat depth.
I don't know if there's a need for the pedestrian walkways. Just to be honest with you, it's kind of a newer part of code, and we actually got it waived on this part of it. So this would be this part's really going to be transport. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, it's pretty far away, and it's probably going to be like if there's a special event or something. So there'd be like, you know.
Well, I think they're thinking ahead that this facility could be used for more than just people to stop in and buy things. Because I've been inside, and you can use that facility for a lot of things if you choose to rent it out or whatever, however you want to call that.
Well, and there, I think, you know, there's intent. I mean, it's a big building.
Oh, yeah, that's what I meant. Yeah, I know.
So, you know, so there's some, and they have production back here, and part of the production is it's to have glass so you can actually watch. Kind of likened it to the M&M factory.
See's Candy. FLM.
Apparently people like to watch marijuana be made into something else. So it's not my thing, but it's other people's things. Mm-hmm. So right, and there could be special events, and so that could be displaced. And again, it would probably be more transport.
Oh, and now is the throat depth issue, is that only on that driveway way in the back?
And I think almost every application in the Las Vegas Valley now has that waiver on it.
Well, gentlemen, what are your thoughts?
You know, I
don't have any problem with it at all. Whether they light it or put plants or whatever, I still think it's the user's responsibility for their own safety. So I have no problem with it.
Okay. You have no problem. What about you, sir?
Yeah, I mean, I think with the recommendations that you put forth, I can support it.
Okay. How about you, Judith? What are your thoughts? Hello?
Hi. Sorry about that. I had you guys on mute.
That's okay. I know what it's like.
I'm agreeing with you guys.
Okay, good. So I make a motion that we approve with the additional conditions of under overpass or under roadway, whatever you want to call it, lighting, and also that the lighting follow what the county requires. They wanted something obviously creative. This would be way more expensive for them to do all kinds of metal plants than it would be what I'm thinking. So what I'm thinking should be a
combination, right?
Well, it should be a slam dunk for them. Because it's cheaper.
A combination of a plant that's lit.
Yeah, exactly. And that would provide the lighting. And as far as the other conditions go, I don't really have any issues with the other items, especially with this location and what's already there. So I recommend that we approve and that we do extend those conditions to it, that there's appropriate lighting under the overpass, and that that lighting is more than just ugly.
Like cling lights?
Yeah, exactly. Right. But it be something creative that covers the county's concern with what it looks like. And you don't need any water for that. You'll just need to run some conduit for lighting.
John, just to clarify for the record.
Yes, ma'am.
If approved condition from staff, but for condition number 2, instead of doing solar lighting, do something creative.
Mm-hmm. Which would also recover their request of visual enhancements and amenities, which they had suggested, like metal plants from the similar to what they do on the freeways. But if they were to do them with LED, they would basically kill two birds with one stone.
So if you want to look through the if approved conditions, mm-hmm. So 1 and 2, you want to substitute for? So
yes.
1 and 2 for your recommendation?
Yes, ma'am. Thank you for encapsulating that so wonderfully. Yes, I would like to. So, I'll make the motion to approve. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Judith?
Aye.
Judith? Aye. Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. We try. Now we have part two. Oh, you didn't go far, did you?
No.
WS-20-0083-CIA Gabriel Gomez Jr., REVLIV Living Trust, and CIA Gabriel Gomez Jr., TRS, waivers of development standards for the following: increased freestanding sign area and increased animated sign area. Design review for signage in conjunction with a retail office warehouse complex on 9.2 acres in N1 Light Manufacturing Zone, generally located on the north side of Desert Inn Road and the east side of Highland Drive within Winchester for possible action.
Good evening, Lucy Stewart, 1930 Village Center, Circle, representing the applicant, and again, this is Plan 13. And now that they've been open for a while, they're ready. This has become more than just a dispensary, as you all know. Mm-hmm. It's becoming an entertainment complex. And so right now they just have the wall sign and the donut front and then the lotus flowers, which mm-hmm. they got waivers for, but those don't really tell you who the tenants are inside there. So they're now coming back and putting a sign up there with tenant panels, the kind of electronically made tenant panels. But, I think, as you know, signage has changed significantly. It's mm-hmm. not just the static sign. So what they're looking to do is these tenant panels, this is all one screen, but the tenant panels are, so when people move in or move out or the name changes or whatever, they can put them on each of the tenant panel. It's the top, the red dome is the sort of the standard Planet 13 dome. And then they've got an entertainment complex. Mm-hmm. And then Planet M, that's not a marijuana sign. Everybody looks at it and thinks that's a sign for a marijuana store, but it's not. It's their CBD.
Mm-hmm.
So we appreciate, it's down here, like when you come into the, it's right here in this island here in this group of parking that's to the west of the front door. So we appreciate staff's recommendation for approval and respectfully request your approval. I think the staff conditions are we have to have a...
Do they have any comments from the general public on this one? Okay, I think we've exhausted our general public anyway. now there's only us. Do they have any thoughts on who these future tenants might be? I mean, has there been any overtures made by people we'd like to be part of your...
Well, there's they have their production, but you don't really advertise that.
No, I understand.
There's a restaurant in there that was called Rickety Crickets. It's now transitioning to a new name, so like that instead of, and if Rickety Crickets were still there, that would name would be on. It's a pizza place, and then there's a coffee house. So we just showed a future tenant, but there's I think there's already two tenants in there plus the tenant.
Gee, I would think with lotus blossoms on the roof, they're missing the opportunity for an Asian restaurant myself, but...
You never know.
Wonderful.
You never know. You know, not knowing what the, you know...
I mean...
I think it'd be like nice to have a yoga place in there, but...
Well, there you go.
They didn't ask me.
Yeah, no, they didn't ask me either, but I suggest anyway.
But, I mean, there's a lot of space back here, so it could be like one big space, or it could be like smaller spaces. I don't, you know, I think they were just trying to get open and get...
And see if Lotus of Siam wants to operate it. They got the blossoms on the roof already.
They're talking about actually opening, going back to their original when the roof fell in, so
I know.
Maybe this is a better lookout.
They already opened it, sorry.
Damn.
They did. In fact, they have both of them now. They have two locations. Yeah, one is locals and one is tourists most of the time. Yeah,
I like the locals place.
I do too.
Yeah.
So that's fun. Okay, do we have any comments or suggestions or questions or?
None here.
No. I motion to approve with staff conditions.
I second.
Oh, thank you so much.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to ask this time.
No.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Judith?
Aye.
Thank you. Motion carries with unanimous approval. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much. Have a nice evening.
Thank you.
Happy Fat Tuesday.
Hey.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, so let me move along here. Back to our little agenda. All right. So, do we have any comments or on any other items? Yes, we're moving to that right now. We have general business, and you have general business, I believe.
Yes,
yes you do.
We need to appoint one member from the town advisory board to represent the board to be involved in the update of the county's comprehensive master plan and development title for development code for Title 30. So what this means is planning is going to start updating Title 30 to Title 31. And they're asking for input. This is the first meeting. This is just very introductory. We're going to meet, whoever is elected is going to meet with a consultant. There's going to be other meetings that more people, the whole town board can attend and the community can attend, but this is the first sort of like touching base. I don't know, Phil, do you want to add to it?
That's pretty much it. We're trying to touch base with all the various stakeholders, planning staff, developers, commissioners, town board members, and planning commissioners and board of county commissioners. So this is just the first one. What will probably be many meetings. So
for the purposes
when
of
is
this,
it?
Thank you. Yeah, for the purposes of this agenda, it's only going to be for one meeting right now, and that's going to be on Thursday from 5:15 to 6:15, and that Thursday is March 18th. And it's going to be at the Government Center.
At what time?
Sorry, Thursday, March 19th, from 5:15 to 6:15.
Thursday, the Government Center, 5:15.
Thursday, March 19th, from 5:15 to 6:15.
But that's just the first meeting.
That's just the first meeting, so the election right now is only happening for that one meeting. So if there's any other ones, we might have a chance to select someone else. They'll probably, this is going to be a year, if not 2 year process.
It's a long commitment.
It's going to be ongoing. So it's sort of an introduction to the consultant, sort of get for them to understand what the county needs, what the county needs from them. And then we're going to definitely dive deep into everything from certain items to just maybe how it looks, how Title 30 physically looks. So if anyone's interested or available to attend, we'd really appreciate someone from Winchester to be there March 19th, Thursday from 5:15 to 6:15. It's in the Pueblo Room at the Government Center. Am I selling it, Bob?
Yeah.
I remember the Pueblo Room. We had the CDAC there for several years.
Yeah. So it's just the beginning, but 1 hour. Maybe
they'll
get some.
I nominate Judy.
Oh, yeah, that's right. She's not here. How perfect is that?
I can't commit to something not knowing what it is or
right.
how often. Or
so this is just this one meeting, though. We're only electing.
Well, I was watching him. He's not too sure about that.
I know right now there's only one meeting planned. I mean, what will happen after that, and whether.
That's how I got in the military. I was saying, yeah, I'll go down.
And all of a sudden, you're overseas.
Yeah, that's it, baby.
Yeah, I know how that works.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard for me. I mean, I in the liquor business, I work nights. You know, this is...
Okay, I'll do it. Put me down.
Thank you.
You're okay. Welcome.
Adjourn the meeting.
You guys owe me.
I know.
You do.
I know.
Okay, just keep that in mind.
We'll bring
in case
brownies.
I can't make a meeting or something.
Just add it to the list of what we owe you. It's
yeah.
okay.
But if I can't make meetings, I need to make sure I'm covered here sometimes because I try to be good, but sometimes something
happens.
You're not
getting the other stuff we owe you anyway, so what the hell?
All right, so.
Do we need a motion?
Okay. Would you like to make a motion?
Yeah, I'll move to nominate John Delabos for said initial meeting on Title 30.
All those in favor?
Judy?
Aye.
Okay.
Okay. Great. Thank you.
Okay. Do we have any other items, my dear? Okay. Seeing we have no other business and general business has been satisfied, I move to adjourn.
Thank you.
Aye.